This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Car shoppers aren't the only ones who get hit with sticker shock. It happens with colleges, too. Birmingham Southern College has announced beginning this fall it'll slash its $35,000 a year tuition in half. It's one of several private colleges around the country cutting the cost to attend. But as WBHM's Gigi Duban reports, there's more to it than the sticker price.
As the manager of a pizza shop in Homewood, 22-year-old Jeremy Scott wears a lot of hats. He takes care of customers, does inventory, washes dishes, and he stays on top of his staff.
Employee-wise, make sure they're cleaning, make sure we have a clean restaurant. Clean restaurant is a happy restaurant, cliche words.
He hadn't planned on joining the workforce full-time so soon. 2 years ago, Scott was a sophomore at Birmingham Southern College. He says he loved the intimate feel of the school.
That atmosphere, everyone was just so happy to see each other. It was a small campus too, so you would see the same person more than once a week.
For Scott, it was the perfect place to study musical theater. But his freshman year, it cost him $28,000 to attend. The next year, tuition went up a few thousand dollars more, and he just couldn't afford it anymore. Scott dropped out and got a restaurant job to pay the bills, but he might have stuck it out if he knew what was coming. Birmingham Southern announced starting next fall, it will cut tuition in half. Last year, at least 8 colleges and universities offered similar discounts. Birmingham Southern's might be the biggest. Linda Flaherty Goldsmith is president of Birmingham Southern.
The sticker price at Birmingham Southern had reached $35,000 for tuition and mandatory fees. And when you included room and board, the total price was approaching $50,000.
But the sticker price is often way different than what students pay after you factor in scholarships and other financial aid. More than 90% of students at Birmingham Southern receive scholarships. But Goldsmith says many students didn't know that. She wanted those students to at least consider the school.
When we did our research, we learned that 80% of students would not look at a college a second time if it had a sticker price anywhere near that rate.
But does cutting tuition mean Birmingham Southern loses money? Not necessarily. Goldsmith says they'll make up for the lower sticker price by offering less in scholarship money. That's a common strategy, says Rick Seltzer. He's a reporter with Inside Higher Ed who looked at tuition cuts recently.
In some places, it's probably possible to cut your sticker price and, in the end, never actually lose any money.
That's because when you throw in a big price cut and take away scholarship money, students end up paying the same. There's another benefit to Birmingham Southern. The lower sticker price could drive more students to the school. Think of it like Walmart. They charge less, but make up for it by selling higher volumes.
The basic strategy in most cases is that they're hoping that they can enroll enough new students to offset any per student loss in net tuition that they would collect.
Birmingham Southern's enrollment is about 1,300. It wants to get to 1,600. And Goldsmith says the tuition cut is one part of its growth strategy. The school added 4 new majors, and it started partnerships with community colleges and other schools around the state, making it easier for students to transfer in. And Seltzer says it's things like this, not just the sticker price, that makes schools stand out to college applicants. For WBHM, I'm Gigi Duban.